Wally Lukashensky with Cale Zomer back in the WBEV studio with us this morning. It's great to have Cale back. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But I want to talk a little bit about Randy and his team over with Professional Floor Covering this morning, because they're here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it's so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. I want to talk about those countertops, because whether it's your kitchen or your bathroom, it's the first thing you see when you walk into the room. And the material, the color, and the pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or a bath remodel will turn out. They offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. They're going to help you find the perfect one that fits both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is in Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. I'm very excited this morning. We are joined by members of the BDACT performance of Four Glasses, which is coming up here before long. We have the director, Enda Braden, and the BDACT Hall of Famer, playing Big Mother, Tina Swain. And then joined on the phone with us this morning as well is playwright Marky Shallow.
Wait, can I interrupt? Marky?
Yes.
You there? How is the lactation room?
Yes, I'm calling you from the beautiful lactation room of the Atlanta Postal Credit Union. We are south of the airport, so anywhere else in this building, all you hear is airplane noise. And I'm telling you, I love it. It's got a Barca lounger. It's got a refrigerator. I'm staying here most of the day now.
Sounds like that place has some character over there. And not even just the room. We're talking about you as well, Marky. I'd love to start with you and make this a little easier on us, since we got to coordinate with the phone a little bit. But can you tell me a little bit about what has gone on in this process for you working with Four Glasses? It sounds like this is a very fun and a different kind of show that we're used to talking about here.
Absolutely. I'm going to let – I don't want to talk over Enda. He's better to discuss it than me. But I like to do things that look at – perhaps not dark, but difficult things in a funny way. I've always used humor as a shield, and I believe I can help other people do that too. And Four Glasses is largely about alcoholism, but it's also about the story of a woman who started out maybe on the bottom tier and has trying to crawl herself back up.
Ooh.
So, but, you know, I mean, she had a funny family. I had a funny family. You get through things with humor and mocking people. So that's what we do.
I love a good redemption story. And I guess...
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to shift over here to a couple people that are sitting right next to me right now. I don't know who I want to start with first. I guess... Let's go with the Hall of Famer here, right here in the flesh with us. By the way, first class induction for that Hall of Fame. I would love to start there. I got to imagine that's an honor for you.
Oh, it certainly was. I was so surprised to get the notice that they wanted a bio. They wanted all this stuff. And I'm sitting down south on the Gulf Coast, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, I wish I could be home for this. But I was surprised, but... My husband's in the Wisconsin Aviation Hall of Fame, and one kid told him once, you live long enough, you get to be somebody. So I think I lived long enough that I got to be somebody.
Well, you're selling yourself short. I already can tell that. And I got to imagine for you, this has been a fun – I remember even talking about the audition process a few months ago. This feels like a role that Enda was really excited to get you involved in.
Oh, you know what? I love theater. I love the idea that you're in a production, and it's like a two-month run, all the rehearsals and the show and everything, and then it's over. You can get back to your life. But those 2 months, you are surrounded with bright, energetic, creative people that just lift you up, and it's good for the soul. It's really good for the soul. And I don't have to buy a fishing boat. I don't have to buy an expensive golf club. I have the best hobby
there. Digging the dirt?
Yeah.
None of that.
Exactly. No digging in the dirt for this girl. So it's a great hobby. It's just something that you can do at any age. I don't see many 80-year-old football players, but I see 80-year-olds on stage and on TV.
It's a great point. And it's something that you're always able to kind of challenge yourself and continue growing as a person.
Although, you know, the older I get, I just had a birthday. So
happy birthday.
And I'm not 80. I'm pushing it, but I'm not 80. And I thought, yeah, this is what I like. This is, I forget where I was going, but that goes with the theme.
I would love to shift over here and talk a little bit with the director, Enda Braden, right now. And Enda, I remember even talking a few months ago, you telling me this is going to be a little bit unique compared to a lot of shows that go through BDACT. It's very adult-centric. So
yeah,
can you tell us a little bit about what this play is going to look like?
Sure. So, I mean, it's here's kind of the setup on the show. If you explain it to someone, you're like, yeah, it's about alcoholism, and there's mental health, and there's this, like, childhood trauma, neglectful abuse, sexual assault. It's only, oh, and by the way, it's a comedy.
Yeah, that's a good point. You kind of get lost in that process. Of that.
Yeah.
So how does that work? How do you make it still funny while tackling these really heavy issues?
Well, I apologize if I'm repeating a story from when we were on the producer Megan and I were on like in May, I think, April, somewhere in there, talking about it.
Flown by,
right. So Marky and I have been friends for years, both
right.
Creatively, you know, professionally, but as well as just like friend. She's one of the, you know, the 10 or less people in my life that I know. When I'm in the big emotional swell and I could call 3 a.m. if I needed to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, she's, you know, and sometimes.
Past the restraining order, too, Enda. Right past the restraining order.
Right. Well, you know, and sometimes, you know, a year or two goes by and we don't talk. And right. When we talk, it's like we pick up where as if nothing had left off. But I just, so when Marky was writing this show, I annoyed the crap out of her. I know when I first met her, I was always like, hey, what are you working on? What can I read it? Just because I love, not necessarily to be the person who would be working on one of her shows, but just because I loved reading her work. And she was nice. Once in a while, she'd send me a second or third draft and say, what do you think? And probably was smart enough to ignore my suggestions. But when she was working on this piece, I got to see an early draft. And jump in, Marky, if my memory differs from yours at all. But I remember she'd emailed it to me, and this is in the days where you didn't do, like, Google Share. Like, it was an attachment, and you had to open it up. And this is, like, 2002-ish. And I read it. I said, this is what I really like about it. And then she said, well, Process Theater is going to make it part of their series where you get to write drafts and hear an audience respond to the stage reading and then write another draft. And she said, I'm going to suggest you for a director for it. And I said, whoa, this character is like really – the main character is got this crazy depth and is a really hard role. Clearly, just looking at it on paper, you need a female – to direct that role. And Marky, in a way that only Marky can, reminded me that you know, she said, look, I need a director who can understand and spot the comedy in it. The genitals of the director don't really matter.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's first of all, I'm fired up to hear about a little bit from you, Marky, real quick. And I know I only have about a minute or two left before we have to go to the break. But when you did go into this process, what was it like for you as you're writing this, trying to weigh that I want this to be funny, but at the same time, we understand these are very, very big life events.
Well, you have to care about the characters, and I'm very character-driven as a writer. So when you care about someone and these characters become like real, real people to me, you're not going to make fun of them. You're not going to mock them. You're not standing back watching. You're in there with them, and that's funny. You can delve into, hey, this horrible thing has happened, but Lord, if I have time to tell a tiny, quick little anecdote, my dear friend of 60 years just passed away. It's horrible, horrible. But driving to go see her in the hospital, I passed an adult emporium called the Frisky Biscuit. That's where that stands. There's something funny everywhere, and I need it. And, you know, you can bring it out with warmth and kindness, but still, you know, the best writing to me is when somebody's crying and laughing at the same time. And that's what I try.
Wow, that's really exciting. And I love to hear that, too, just because I can't speak for everybody, but at least in the way my family is, we're very similar to me, where if you're at a funeral, you're obviously devastated, you're sad, but then you're standing there 20 feet from the coffin telling stories and laughing about all the goofy hijinks you got into. Like, even in those saddest moments when you're with those people that you care about, you're able to find humor in anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's when the focus is on the
grief
person.
Grief will find you. Bad stuff will find you. You've got to go find the good stuff yourself.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Well, I love to hear that. Marky, I know that we're going to try to at least speak with you a little bit more. We're going to be playing a little phone tag here, welcoming on different people from the show. So I hope that we get to talk to you here again shortly. But if not, thank you so much for jumping on with us, and can't wait to hear about how this goes.
It was a joy. So I should hang up now and just hang out in the lactation room and see if you call me.
That sounds great. I think we're going to try to get Naomi Guzman Boomsma coming up next. So if we do, keep the phone near, and I will be hollering at you.
Sounds great. Thank you again, y'all.
Bye, Marky.
Thank you, Marky.
Take care, y'all.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to keep talking a little bit of BDACT's feature presentation of Four Glasses. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Send the kids back to school in style with everything you need from St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. Whether you've got grade schoolers or college freshmen, St. Vincent de Paul has you covered at unbeatable prices. Find furniture deals throughout the store, perfect for snagging that comfy couch, kitchen essentials, and some fresh threads to start the semester right. Shop St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Shop smart, save big, and support a great cause at St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
So fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. In McKinstry's, they believe that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. And to celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners, which are starting at $349, and Love Seats that are starting at $699. You can also save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses as well. They have dining room and bedroom sets, and they're marked down for this event as well. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. And McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And the sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day. Very excited this morning to continue our conversation about the BDACT performance of Four Glasses with director Enda Braden. Tina Swain, Hall of Famer, mind you, playing Big Mother in this upcoming performance. And now we're excited to be joined by Naomi Guzman Boomsma, playing Mother in this show. Naomi, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Hi, Naomi.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, Naomi.
It's been a little while. We had you here not too long ago yourself. What has this process been like for you, getting set up here with not that much time until we get to showtime?
What do you mean?
Like, what's the actual process of getting prepared for this show been like for you? Differences? It's a different kind of play. How has this process even looked like?
Well, you know, it is different because I'm used to just being like straight up comedic kind of thing, and so this is a very serious role for me, and so it's been different. That's for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine. For people at home, want to remind you that this play, there's going to be multiple. You have seven different options to go see this Thursday, September 4th through Sunday, September 14th. Make sure you go to bdact.org. You can see the full schedule there. You can buy tickets there as well.
Yeah.
And Enda, I got to shift back over to you, as now we have two great actresses in our presence here.
Yeah.
What has that been like for you to be able to watch them all the way from the casting process to now, right here at the doorstep of the show?
Well, Naomi and Tina actually play mother and daughter in the show. So the main character is raised by her mother and her grandmother. So the role of the mother to the main character is Naomi, and the grandmother, the sailor talking grandmother, Tina's character. It's been great. I remember talking with Megan, our producer, before casting, before the auditions, and back when we were kind of starting pre-production and talking with designers, and I said, you know, so I used to do, you know, theater professionally, and I said, you know, I said, but even then I always felt like someday I'll get a real job, and it's just kind of my hobby, like Tina was saying. But I said, we're doing it here at Beaver Dam Area Community Theater. We're volunteers doing this because it's fun. It's got to be fun. And I feel like Tina and Naomi weigh in, but like we're laughing all the time at rehearsal, sometimes because of what the characters are doing, it's supposed to be funny, but sometimes it's just like, I love working with these people. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and Tina, for you, what's it been like being able to work with Naomi? I imagine your characters are pretty close in this play, I'd imagine.
I am very sarcastic. I'm not maternal in the play at all. And it's fun to work with other people on stage that you can be mean to, but love them anyway.
What's your Tina? Can you tell us your favorite line or favorite line you're allowed to say on the radio?
Oh, can you bleep it out if you can't say it?
Oh, I was just saying, make sure it's not a swear, a curse. Otherwise, we can do it here.
I better not say it.
Oh no!
Well, one of my favorite lines is when she says, "I'm not maternal," and then Meg, who plays France, goes, "No kidding." I was like, "Yeah, very much so."
What about the no honor before? Can you tell us that one? Is that
young France is thinking of having her first sexual encounter. And I'm telling her she can do better. But then I leave her and I say, there's no honor in casting pearls before wieners. Because the young man that she is thinking of having her first time with met her in first grade and wagged his wiener at her. And so he is the wiener wagger in the show.
So this is probably a good time to bring up again that if you do have small kids, this was probably not the play for them.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so this is probably adults only. Is there like an age range that you'd recommend that come out and see the show?
Well, the official kind of house management policy for this particular production is – if you're under 18, we need a parent permission for you to see it. I mean, kind of treat it like an R-rated
movie. Rated R movie.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I've had a couple people talk to me. I had a woman just Sunday, 2 days ago, say she had a 17-year-old daughter, and she said, I really want to bring her because this stuff is going on, and we have some similar stuff in the history of our family. And I said, okay, you know, like this is in there, and it's kind of like an R-rated movie. She goes, but my daughter's 17. And I said, if you're okay with it, bring her. You know what I mean? That's kind of where we're at. I mean, we're not going to be IDing, you know.
It's not like we need to see the birth certificate at the door.
Yeah, no. It won't be like buying booze or anything. Like you need a fake ID to get in. But but that's the official policy is if you're under 18, you just have to have an adult vouching for you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Well, and I guess this is more of a question for Tina and Naomi. But when you were auditioning for this role, is this like the role that you went in and saying, that's what I need to play? Or was this just kind of a happy accident that you end up in these roles?
Well, I had to play this part because it's the only part I was age appropriate for.
Okay. Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah,
and my ingenue days are way behind me, way behind me. So anytime there's an older woman part, then I always think, I have to challenge myself. I have to challenge myself to memorize. I have to challenge myself to do the things that required, you know, physically, mentally, and you have to do it. And the minute I step back, I'm afraid my life might change for the worse. So I just keep pushing myself because that's my challenge.
I like that. So now I guess at the end of this play, is it immediate for you? Like, when's the next one? Let me get back out there.
No, I'm probably going to do a little canning, and I like to paint, and, you know, I like to crochet, so I have a lot of hobbies.
And take care of your chickens? Yes,
I have chickens now, so I'm the mother clucker or the chicken tender, depending upon. Yeah.
How about you, Naomi? How was getting involved with this show like for you?
Enda asked me to come audition. And then I loved it because when I came to audition, Tina and I were together, which was awesome. And I'm like, yeah, she's totally the person for this part. And even due to my like life schedule, mother was probably the best role for me. But yes, I also can relate to several things in the play due to, you know, family circumstances and things in my life as well. So,
yeah. So there were two roles that Naomi could have played well, I think, either of them very well. But I, watching the two of them at the auditions kind of play off each other, I was like, they have this wonderful – Tina and Naomi have this wonderful chemistry. So that was what was going on. But also the character that Naomi plays has to do these weird – she's got some serious mental health issues. And she's got some kind of lucid moments and some like straight off the deep end moments. And there's often switching back and forth. Naomi, maybe in a scene you might switch back and forth three times in one scene.
I mean, like I switch my mood and my demeanor, at least two or three times within a scene.
Wow. So it's a really challenging role. And then Markie has these wonderful – you know, kind of Christopher Durang, David Mamet-esque rhythms to her writing that can be really difficult. So pulling all that off together. And I had watched when I asked, when I talked to Naomi, I said, hey, you know, what do you think about auditioning for this play? I had just seen her do another play, Gingerbread Clinic, where she had to do these weird changes all of a sudden. And I was like, oh, she can do that. And I'd seen her do it on stage. And I was like, it's different emotional changes, but the fact that she can do them at the end of a sentence, immediately switch into the next sentence, I've got something else, was kind of what we were looking for in that mother role.
Well, Naomi, it's been fantastic to speak with you this morning. I know that I'm excited to hear how this goes. It sounds like you guys have great chemistry over there. There's been a lot of hard work that's gone into this, too. So thank you so much for joining us. And good luck here coming up in just under, what, just about a week now?
Yes. Yes, we're looking forward to it, and we're also very nervous about it.
Hey, it's going to go great. Well,
it will be.
Thank you so much, and then I guess we'll be seeing you at Showtime.
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Bye, Naomi.
Bye, Naomi.
We're going to step aside for a quick break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to keep talking a little four glasses. We might have a call from Randy with professional floor covering. We'll find out right after the break on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says she's been fired. Federal Reserve Board Governor Lisa Cook says she's staying. ABC senior political correspondent Rachel Scott has the latest on what's been happening as President Trump continues pushing the Fed to lower interest rates.
The president announcing he's seeking to remove Cook in a letter posted on social media, accusing her of falsifying records to obtain favorable terms on a mortgage. The president writing, "I have determined there is sufficient cause to remove you from your position." Cook, who has not been charged with a crime, firing back, saying the president has no authority to fire her and that she will continue to carry out her duties, saying point blank, "I will not resign."
Americans' view of the economy declined modestly in August. The Conference Board reporting that anxiety over a weakening job market is growing. Consumer confidence ticking down by 1.3 points in August. Protesters in Israel blocking highways, continuing to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Still broadcasting comfortably from the Slumberland Furniture Studio. You're listening to 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Beaver Dam city leaders want to know more before deciding whether the city needs one new fire station or two. Last night, a consultant told the Common Council if Beaver Dam goes with one new station, it should be where the middle school is now or at the old Monarch site. If the city goes with two stations, it recommends the Department of Public Works property and a spot on East Industrial Drive near El Guacamole. The consultant will spend two more months studying cost and effectiveness. Fond du Lac County deputies accuse a Plymouth School District teacher of sexually assaulting a former student. The 40-year-old woman was arrested yesterday but has not been formally charged. The alleged victim graduated from Plymouth High School after the alleged crimes happened. A Catholic priest from Madison faces charges after law enforcement arrested him, accusing him of traveling to Clintonville to meet a 14-year-old girl for sex. He was booked into jail Sunday for child enticement and other alleged crimes. The president of the Sun Prairie School Board has resigned. A district spokesperson confirms to Channel 3000 that Katie Komoku stepped down effective immediately last night. Her resignation comes as the public criticizes the district over how it handled the case of a former West High School dean charged with child sex crimes. Wisconsin wildlife officials are reminding hunters about important safety tips. The Department of Natural Resources says place tree stands carefully. Some trees, like ash trees, are structurally weaker than others. They also recommend using a full-body harness and to have three points of contact while climbing into and out of tree stands. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers got back on the winning track, edging the Diamondbacks 7-5 on Monday night at American Family Field. The crew scored five times in the third, but the D-backs countered with a five-run spot off of Brandon Woodruff in the fifth. Caleb Durbin hit a solo shot in the eighth, giving Milwaukee that two-run cushion. Series continues tonight, 6:05, the broadcast time on 95.3. The Cubs were idle, so the crew's lead improves to 5.5 games in the National League Central. Cut-down day for the Packers. They need to get down to 53 players by this afternoon. They did make a trade on Monday, sending a 2027 sixth-round pick to the Eagles in exchange for offensive lineman Darian Kennard. Historic high school girls volleyball event tonight in Mayville as the Cardinals host the Battle of the Marsh, a triangular with Mayville, Horicon, and Waupun. going to be played outside on Mayville's football field. Coverage begins at 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam at 4 o'clock with the Dam Sports Show. You can watch all three matches beginning at 5:30 over on Daily Dodge TV, presented by M People Credit Union. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Hosting a community event or just looking for something fun to do in our area? Visit the events page on dailydodge.com. Presented by Watertown Regional Medical Center.
Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 70. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. High of 74. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance of thunderstorms Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 58.
Hello, back pain sufferers. This is Dr. Randall Blachowiak with NewMed Integrated Healthcare. Are you struggling to find a solution for the constant neck and back pain that's keeping you from enjoying life? Maybe you're wondering if you should go the medical route, or maybe you're even thinking about giving chiropractic a try. Well, now you don't have to decide between the two. At New Medical Center in Waupun, you can have the best of both worlds. Let our team of experienced medical professionals and chiropractors design a treatment plan to get you back to living a pain-free life. The healthcare team at New Medical Center will assess your condition and give you a combination of options, both medical and chiropractic, to choose from. With over 30 years of experience treating back pain, you can be assured that the team at New Medical Center will discover and address the source of your pain. Don't waste another minute trying the same old failed strategies. Let New Medical Center help get you back to living your best pain-free life. Call New Medical Center now at 920-324-9899. That's 920-324-9899. Or visit us on the web at newmedicalctr.com.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
It's a celebration 37 years in the making. Join Hometown Glass and Improvement on Thursday, September 4th in Beaver Dam. Tour the showroom and enter to win big, like 5 Lindsay windows, a Richland patio door, or even a garage door. Don't miss the 95K Sizzlin' Sweepstakes. You could win $95,000. Come hungry for the WBEV Broad Fry from 11 to 1. Just $2 for a broad and a drink. Celebrate 37 years with Hometown Glass and Improvement on Thursday, September 4th.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
I always want to look when I talk, but I'm loud.
BEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We're talking four glasses this morning with BDACT, and we have the director, Enda Braden, Tina Swain, who is playing Big Mother, and of course, we have Meg Scullin now on the line, who is playing France. Meg, first of all, how are you doing, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Hi, Meg.
You guys, hi. You just got me out of a meeting, so I am grateful for that.
Yes! Mission accomplished. And this is even easier, Meg, because I'm asking you a question you already know the answer to. We need to hear a little bit about your character, France. And I'd love to hear how that process of being in this character has worked for you.
Holy smokes. Where do you even begin with France? She is very interesting. very complex, yet there's simplicity to her, but trying to play her is very difficult because we bounce through a bunch of different decades, and her, you know, what she has pictured of all the trauma that she's had in her life and what the excuses that she makes for essentially her coming to the realization of, like, oh, I am an alcoholic, and you know, a very trusted friend in the bartender Padraig is trying to talk common sense into her, and she just doesn't want to hear it. So the process has been very interesting, and it has been very supportive and very helpful when it comes to letting me work through ideas, or just helping me get into the, like, the right mindset of, like I said, it bounces through different decades. So the mindset of what, how would a child be viewing this versus, you know, what an adult would be viewing it as, sort of thing. So it's been very interesting, probably the most difficult, actually, no, I can very safely say this is the most difficult role and show that I have ever had and been a part of. But it's been mentally a bit draining, but it's also one of those things that I know in the end is going to be super rewarding, and I think people are really going to like it. And yeah.
Well, let me throw this at you, Meg, and weigh in on what you think. I feel like, so this whole play is kind of like a monologue of Meg's character. Occasionally, with other people to jump in, but the character is at this place. To me, it seems like, of like, does it hurt enough to want to change? Does that sound pretty accurate?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think it's just also that, you know, self-actualization of, like, even though the, you know, the things that have happened in my life, were they rough? Were they bad? Yes. But is it something that maybe I could have made a different choice instead of just numbing the pain? Could I have made different choices? Like, those sorts of things. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you put yourself into the actual character of France, where we've been talking about how unique this show is going to be, where it is a comedy. We're laughing. You can find humor in almost anything, but this is also really heavy stuff. France is going through a crisis in her life, figuring out, hey, I do have a problem. How have you been able to actually put yourself into France's shoes?
I mean, I've been very fortunate in my life that I feel like I said it on probably one of our first rehearsals when almost everybody was there. I grew up in a very loving household. The relationship between France and her mother and her grandmother is very tumultuous, and I did not have that. So I think just reaching into my bag of, really what it comes down to for me is the sarcasm. I am an incredibly sarcastic human being. So I think finding the snarkiness that she brings, because it's, you know, it's avoidance, it's diversion from her actual problems that she can blame, you know, all these other things that she viewed as the worst things in her life, which they were pretty bad. But making that an excuse. So really the only thing I can truly, truly pull from is my own natural snarkiness.
Well, we're talking this morning with Meg Scullin, who is playing France, Tina Swain, who is playing Big Mother, and then the director, Enda Braden, and this is for the BDACT performance of Four Glasses coming up. And you were telling me a little bit something during the break, guys, that this is going to be at Encore Hall. So we're talking again about a unique experience. The audience is going to be right there on the stage. What is that even going to look like? How is that going to impact the play one way or the other?
So it's, you know, if people want to get tickets, again, as we said earlier, go to the BD Act website. The performance is in the BD Act building. The you know, a little more than half of our shows are on the bigger stage, which is kind of the main floor. On the second floor, we have like a studio space called Encore Hall. So it's, don't be confused when we say it's an Encore Hall. Like, you got to go, if you've been to BDAC, go to the same place.
And there is an elevator.
And there is an elevator to get to the second floor. But it's we've arranged it. So if Tina has something really stinky to eat before the show, the people in the front row are going to know. They're going to smell her breath.
Note to self.
Note to self for later. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times where, you know, Meg's character, France, is like talking, making eye contact with someone in the front row, saying, let me tell you about this horrible thing in my life. Yeah, you, right there in the front row, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very interesting because it isn't just, you know, the people that are in front of us, like, we're kind of boxed in, like, we're completely boxed in for a stage. We're on the floor, I think having, we have chairs up on platforms, which I think is going to be a much better way for people to actually be able to see things since we are on the floor. So there are slightly elevated seats so that you can see better. But it is very interesting because people are going to be sitting on three of the four sides. The other side is, you know, a curtain and the wall that we come in and out of and things like that. So I think...
Oh, and the couches. We got to mention the couches.
Oh, yes. Front row are couches, which, you know, those seats. Can't wait for my mom to be sitting in one of those couches.
It's like a perfect play for, like, sitting in a couch with your friend, drinking a beer, watching a play when the actor's right there in front of you.
Talking about her drinking.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. It's so method.
That, you know? I like that.
It is so method. But I think probably one of the most challenging, I mean, besides just playing France in general, is the fact that I am interacting with the audience so much. And in, you know, traditional shows, you do not want to break that fourth wall. You don't want to purposely make eye contact with someone. But the bouncing between not only decades, like I had said, but bouncing between myself interacting with the audience, interacting with Padraig the bartender, interacting with my mother and my grandmother, with the boy that is just looking to get some.
before you got on the air, Meg, we did Tina. I did identify him as a weenie wagger.
Oh, that he is. We say that so many times, many, many times. And Danny is so phenomenal. I give that man so much credit for the things that he has done so far in this show to make that character, which we had very early on deemed him as just very slimy and very ick. but he is doing it in such a way that you still get that like creepiness, but it isn't so like, okay, I'm leaving because this is like, he's pushing it too far and this is gross. He has done such a phenomenal job, I feel, and makes those scenes with him, just that little bit easier, although they're kind of, you know, in the memory of France, pretty traumatic things that happen.
Meg, I want to thank you, first of all, for jumping on today. We're fired up. I've been hearing only great things when I'm talking to these two to my right during the break. So good luck in the show. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
Oh, thanks so much. Wait, you mean I have to go back to my meeting?
You have to go back to the meeting now. I tried to drag as long as I could for you.
We won't tell anyone. Well, it's not like we're on the radio.
That might be your fifth glass.
Nope. Well, thank you so much, Meg. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Bye, Meg.
All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to one final break today, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up and give some shout-outs, well-deserved shout-outs, for people that are involved with Four Glasses with BDACT. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from five unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
In a world that asks us to focus on the things that can separate us, a peace of mind invites us to explore the common humanity that connects us. That's the message that acclaimed author, photographer, and peace advocate John Noltner will share when he returns to Beaver Dam, his hometown, for a week featuring his art exhibit at the Dodge Center for Arts, classes, and programs for the public. All free. Presented by AAUW Beaver Dam. Go to beaverdam/wi.aauw.net for details.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and Love Seats starting at $699. Also save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day.
This is Matt Heyer from Heyer Insurance and Estate Planning. Are you nervous about retirement? Has your income plan been battle-tested? No worries. Call us at Heyer Insurance, where our team gets to know each client's individual story, and we educate how to solve problems while creating opportunities in the way that best impacts your retirement journey. We work closely with clients to develop comprehensive plans and manage them to optimize results. For a complimentary consult, call us, 920-887-0580. And remember, when you want to retire, call Heyer.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, and it's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I've had a blast this hour talking with the performers and director of BDX, Four Glasses. We have director Enda Braden to my right, Tina Swain, Hall of Famer playing Big Mother. So I have to just throw it over to you with only a few minutes left. We have some shout outs and thank yous that we have to get across.
Yeah, so we've got so many wonderful people working on this show, and they're so much fun to work with. Some who weren't able to be here today. It's up to me. Everybody would be here. We've got three cast members that weren't on the air with us today. We've got Danny Nugent. We mentioned him in the last section. Plays a character named Virgil, and he finds this way to make him likable, even though he's creepy. Dan Lansness, favorite of BDX audiences.
Yeah.
And he Dan provides an Easter egg of in the show. I don't know how to describe this on air. He creates an Easter egg you might miss, but it's like he turns his body into something inappropriate really quickly that in reaction to a line. So I hope people come see that. I hope a lot of people – I hope the recovery community in this area – I've been talking to some 12-step groups and some recovery in the area. I hope we get a big turnout from them.
He does a great Irish accent.
Oh, he does. He does.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's right off the boat.
I love
it's
that.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And our youngest cast member is Cassie McPhail. Her second show at BDX, she's kind of new, and she's really talented, and she plays, this is important, she plays a porn star, a 1970s porn star.
1970s, yeah. That's a big distinction there, too.
Right. So if you, all that that entails, 1970s porn star, if that's of interest to you, come see the show! and we got a costume designer named Rudy Gaetan, who's doing just wonderful work. Rudy's great. Alex Brake has designed it. We have this really minimal representative set, so the audience's imagination is projecting stuff onto it. And it's perfect for that space. And Alex is doing this wonderful, interesting things. Tommy Schultz is going to be doing our lights and sounds. Sarah Schrauf has been – she's our prop master, and she's had so many crazy challenges. She had to find – you know those old color wheels that like burn really hot from the 70s? She found one of those for us. She found a 1970s porn mag so we could use it that is features the porn star. And after she found it, we all loved it, but it didn't have the title in the script. The porn magazine is called Milkmaids. So she not only had to find a vintage porn magazine from the 70s, she had to alter it to make
it fit the role.
Yeah. One of the characters, Virgil, the creepy guy, leaves a baggie of unwanted stuff behind, and she had to create that.
She's got
these crazy challenges. Yeah.
Well, and I know we only got a few, 30 seconds so left here. I know. Is it? Can we get the names out at least of these last few people?
Megan Boyce is our producer. She was here last time we were talking about the show. She's stage managing, she's producing, and she's like the backbone for all of us. We love Megan Boyce
so much. A lot, yeah.
We couldn't love her anymore. And I'm sure there's like a dozen people I'm forgetting who are all wonderful. So be mad at me and come and tell me how much you hate me. But I appreciate you, even if my addled mind is forgetting.
September 5th through the 14th, go to bdact.org. You can buy tickets there. Or Tuesday and Thursday, go into the lobby down there. It goes until 4 o'clock where you can buy those tickets as well. But I want to thank you both so much for joining me this morning. And I'm so fired up to hear how this goes in a few weeks or next week.
In 9 days, we have our audience.
9 days, yeah. And then it really gets going.
Put the pressure on.
Well, thank you both so much. That's going to do it for us here in Hometown Today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.